Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, July 8th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Donald Trump suing big tech companies for censorship. Joe Biden stops in Chicago as crime surges there. Now, Congresswoman Tlaib wants to defund the Department of Homeland Security. Gallup reporting the highest level of personal satisfaction on record. New survey ranks the best states for retirement. Also ahead, I interviewed Donald Trump last night. We will have some of that for you. But first, the former president unveiling a class action lawsuit against Facebook, Google, Twitter, and their CEOs for violating First Amendment rights. Mr. Trump announcing the case from his golf club in New Jersey, saying, quote, "The social networks are censoring and blacklisting conservative voices." Now, I spoke with him last night, and you will hear it shortly. President Biden briefly meeting with Chicago Mayor Lightfoot at the airport on his way to an event in suburban Illinois. The two Democrats discussing the Windy City's unprecedented spike in violent crime. 92 people shot in Chicago over the July 4th weekend, including six kids. Squad member, far-left Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, urging lawmakers to defund ICE, the Border Patrol, and the entire Department of Homeland Security. Said Ms. Tlaib, quote, "These agencies are inept at humanely guiding migrants through our immigration system, and instead they further continue to terrorize migrant communities," unquote. Of course, the congresswoman wants open borders, which will put all of us in danger. Another one of her insane visions. The percentage of Americans who evaluate their lives as thriving on Gallup's Life Evaluation Index is at 59%, the highest in 13 years. That number dropped to a historic low 49% during the COVID shutdown. Biggest factors for the uptick: vaccine, job growth, summer travel. Bloomberg magazine ranking the best and worst states if you want to retire. Criteria: taxes, access to nature, housing costs, health care. The top of the list goes to Florida, Tennessee, Georgia. Bottom: Kansas, Minnesota, Maryland. The average retirement age in the USA now 68 years old. In a moment, my interview with Donald Trump. Right back.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Donald Trump once again leading the news. As reported, he is suing the social media companies in federal court, alleging First Amendment violations. I spoke with Mr. Trump last night. So the lawsuit against the social media companies is unprecedented, number one, and could be a game changer for the country, number two. Are your lawyers prepared, though, for the war? Because it will be a war. You know that. Are they prepared for it?
Everything's a war. With me, life is a war. And yeah, we're prepared, and somebody had to do it. I made a big speech in Florida the other day. We had 48,000 people, and the people are screaming, "When are you going to sue social media big tech?" Everybody's wanted me to do this. They're bad. They're bad people, and they're doing bad things, and they're really hurting our nation. They may be in the process of destroying our nation. We're not going to let that happen.
Their defense is going to be that you incited the Capitol riot.
Yeah.
How will your attorneys handle that?
Well, it's very easy. Number one, I didn't. Number two, they did a whole big report and investigation in Congress. It was released 2 weeks ago. And in that report, they don't even mention my name. Number three, I said to the Secretary of Defense, because I knew how big that rally was, I think you might have had 1 million people at that rally. That was a big rally. Nobody likes to talk about that. And they were there, in my opinion, because of election fraud, the fraudulent election of 2020. And in my opinion, that will be a case that will be easy. And I think we're going to do very, very well. There was a lot of reasons for people to be there. It was covered unfairly by the press, but the report came out by Congress and it didn't even mention my name, let alone anything else. So we're in very good shape.
They're going to want to take a deposition from you. You're going to sit for a deposition?
Sure. I mean, I look forward to it, actually. I look forward to it. I love talking about the election fraud because it was the most fraudulent election. Well, I think we've had a lot of them, frankly, but the most fraudulent election in the history of our country. People know it. Every day we're finding more and more proof of that. If you look at Georgia, if you look at Arizona, now look at what's happening with Pennsylvania, where they're starting to go into it in great detail. And we're talking about game changers. So I look forward to it. Actually.
So you're going to get your whole story out on the election, everybody else, through this lawsuit.
Well, that's
right?
What I plan to do. And beyond the election, actually beyond the election.
Right. This is going to be historic.
Well, it'll be a part of it. A part of it will be the election. Now, if you're talking about January 6th, that will also be about the election. But the litigation and the lawsuit will be about everything, including the election.
Okay. You have new stuff you're going to put forth? Your attorneys have new things that the public
hasn't
heard?
Oh, we have a lot of new things. It's not so new if you read the newspapers because a lot of it comes out. A very big lawsuit in Georgia that's really going incredibly well.
But I know from your point of view, are you going to introduce new evidence to show that you are being persecuted by the social media companies?
Oh, well, I don't think we need new evidence, Bill. Look, they took me off Twitter. In fact, they actually gave a certain sentence that I said, and it was the most modest sentence I think I've said in a long time, if you want to know the truth. They were just looking for a reason. And yet, Hamas, dictators that want to blow up the world, and they don't get red flagged. I get red flagged everything we said. No, we're coming full blast. And I think we have tremendous evidence. Now, will we get more? Probably. But if we didn't have any more evidence, we have plenty.
You can hear the entire interview on BillO'Reilly.com tonight. It is not boring. BillO'Reilly.com. Up next, something you might not know.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. On this day, in 1959, Viet Cong guerrillas attacked a small American outpost 20 miles northeast of Saigon. The battle would leave two U.S. military officers dead, the first service members killed in the opening stages of the Vietnam War. Now, the bloody conflict would last another 16 years. Here's how America's involvement in Southeast Asia spiraled out of control. In the aftermath of World War II, successive administrations in Washington viewed American involvement in South Vietnam as vital to stopping the spread of communism. The Pentagon began sending advisors to the Free Government of South Vietnam in November 1955 to offer advice and assistance to resist the communist North, which wanted to take over the South. Between mid-1957 and early 1959, the number of violent attacks against South Vietnamese and pro-Western targets skyrocketed. In 61, President John F. Kennedy sent 400 Green Berets to directly confront the communist Viet Cong. Within a decade, hundreds of thousands of young Americans would fight in the jungles of Southeast Asia, most of them drafted. Direct U.S. military involvement in Vietnam ended in August 1973. The capture of Saigon by the North Vietnamese in April 1975 marked the end of the war. Of course, the communists violated the peace agreement. That's what they do. The conflict, as we all know, was catastrophic for America. In total, more than 2.7 million Americans served in Vietnam, peaking at 550,000 in April 1969. 300,000 were wounded in the conflict, 60,000 killed. The war cost U.S. taxpayers $160 billion. Today, that's $1 trillion. The Vietnam conflict ripped the country apart. Surveys at the time showed the public split 50-50 over whether the war was worthy. And here's something else you might not know. While it's commonly thought of as America's war in Vietnam, Washington was not acting alone. New Zealand, Australia, South Korea all contributed significant numbers of troops to try to stop communism. Back after this.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.